There you are. Entering into this promised land. How do we get into it? We are predestinated to it.
Amen. Amen.
The church, by the foreknowledge of God, has been predestinated to what? To His honor, by His grace, to the glory and worship and glory of God. Papa, sitting back there in the beginning, self-existent, nothing around him, wanted something to worship, so he foreordained and predestinated a church before the foundation of the world and put their names in the Lamb's Book of Life. When it's saying before the foundation of the world, they will appear to His glory and to His praises at the end of the time, when He'll gather all things in that one man, Christ Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory!
Amen.
That's it. That's it right there, my brother, sister. Don't you never move from that.
Amen.
God, by His election grace, calls you. God, by His election grace, sanctifies you. God, by His electing grace and His power, baptized you and puts you into this land of rest.
Amen.
They which have entered into this rest have ceased from their going astray. They cease from their works like God did from His. They have joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
The tree of life is blooming in them. They are long, suffering, gentle, goodness, patience, faith, meekness, gentleness, and so forth. The tree of life is blooming in them because their hope is anchored in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The witness of the Holy Ghost bearing record with signs and wonders following the believers. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
As they go along, they heal the sick, they cast out devils, they speak in tongues, they see visions. They walk with God, they talk with God.
Amen.
No devil can move them. They're steadfast looking to the temple. Forgetting those things in the past, they press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. There they are.
There they are.
That's that church.